Welcome to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. You are listening to a trend presentation from November 2014. Ms. Nora Kühner, Secretary General of IDEAS, presents Collections Ever Faster.
Okay, good morning. Welcome to a presentation about the question Ever Faster. I just wish to share some ideas, some findings about the theme, whether we are really in tune with times and maybe what could be new ways of thinking. So it's really more about the subtitle, which always also Performance Days Management likes to have in it. It's Quo Vadis, Quo Vadis Sports, and what are the next things to think about. And the initial thing was that at Outdoor, there was a lot of discussing about the question, do we need more order dates? Do we need more products in a faster rhythm in the shops just to have different appeals, to stimulate consumers to buy? And so this was the first thing which made me brought a lot of discussion, and I thought I want to do a little bit of research about this thing, because as we all know, and there's a lot of talking during the last years, that digitalization has completely changed our life, our way of life, our way of working, and the immediate responsiveness is the key to our lifestyle. And we are always online, we are always connected to others, and so life has become really fast. And I myself was always questioning, how does that work together? We become always earlier in working on the collections. We all know that most of the big brands start working 2.5 years in advance of the season they sell. So how does that fit with the fact that our life has completely changed, has become more and more, really more of a immediate living and living in the moment. And so preferences, needs, and all these things change, of course, in the same rhythm. And we need about 2.5 years to bring a product to a consumer, which has been done the first things have been started 2.5 years in advance. So I don't know how does that match together. This is the main question. And for example, like this, I was asked in early September these days whether the colors for winter 16-17 are already ready or available. Yes. So does that make sense? How can you be in tune with your consumer who is constantly changing and living a life that is getting faster every day, every minute. And we need 2.5 years to prepare the thing for him. Do we really meet his needs? A funny question, I think, or an interesting question. And just some findings of a German main magazine, Textilwirtschaft, from the last weeks. We all know the weather has been bad in summer. It has been very fine in autumn. It was more or less springtime yesterday or for a weekend. So you see all the minus. And also then we had this crazy politician in Germany who wanted to bring sustainable tech for the whole branch and a completely and the branch completely denied that, more or less, because that's just something a crazy politician can support. So we all know shrinking sales, oversaturated markets, and then problems with the wrong weather, and oversaturated markets, wrong weather. The weather is always wrong. It's never right. Politicians with crazy ideas who want to oblige us to have compliance in all our factories where we are working in or where our products are produced. So life is really not easy for textile people. And what do we do now? And to start first, we always know that one thing, if you want to bring messages, products to the market or to other people, or if you make yourself understand understood by other people. Keep it simple. It's one of the main advices in this matter. And what do we have? We have really a maze. It's a maze we are working in. And you can never finish the work of compliance here. This is really, of course, we have to do it. Of course. But really, in this chain, I just talked yesterday to somebody who is producing buttons. And he says, okay, only for producing my small button, I need 4 suppliers, but I can make the button. So already for the button, so imagine what you need for the whole garment. So, and I think you know all this very best. So status quo, we have the basic work shipped to faraway countries. We concentrate on marketing and distribution, and of course on selling or trying to sell. And we do factory hopping and for the best price. And we buy instead of genuine development. And the last one is really the point where I am, of course, as a designer. I'm very upset about the problems we have in this point. But let's continue with the status quo. We always want to, I just read lately the sentence of someone from a big brand, we bring the best product for the best price to the market, to the consumer. But I think this is not true, because what is the best price? When you see all the sales tax and starting early already now, people are thinking about, or sales shops are thinking about the problems with having too much products in the store because weather was too nice and too fine. And so they already think about down pricing, about red prices, and they will lose a lot of money in this way just because they cannot wait for maybe the right time. And of course, some of you know my presentation from May, Sports A Man's World. Our main leading idea is we support the superhero, Superman, who wants a challenge every day, who wants to go to Mount Everest without any help or something like this. I don't know. So I think we all, because I have a lot of talkings with people from all over the globe, I think we all feel that not only our branch, but the way we lived up to now is really in change. We are things we cannot handle any further in the way we used to handle it for the last 40, 50 years. So, and I found this wonderful sentence. In fact, a Brazilian colleague of mine sent me the article, and I love this sentence. Forget evolution. What the apparel industry needs is a revolution. And I think it's not bad. A revolution to really change, and not to just to say, oh, we cannot fulfill any compliance rules. No, we cannot do a product which costs in 12 euro instead of 5. It's not possible because the market will not accept it. Okay, of course, things are difficult. And as a product manager always says to me, if of course it's difficult, but if it wouldn't be difficult, everybody could do it. Huh? So, okay, let's see something about the prognosis for the development of the sports market. So you see where it's from today onward to the year 2020. Of course, it's increasing, but rather not that big. And if you think of prices and loss due to changes in currencies and so on, of increase in prices for some raw material and so, I think the sales are not more or less, we stay stable on a high level, but this is it. We don't make big, we don't increase that much. And of course, I start with a theme. One thought about this, as sustainable as possible. And of course, as soon as possible. and shrinking resources, rising prices for raw materials, whether these are natural materials, whether these are is petrol or anything else, we will see a rise of prices, and we will see that we have to reduce what we consume in any way, because we just consume in a way generations before us never did. And so this is just some things are running out, or we cannot produce enough for all of us on the planet right now. So we really have to think about new visions and new ideas how to deal in our business. And first, and so we have to change some main parameters, and amongst these are really a higher quality and durability because what we produce in masses is just spoiling the planet. Not only we, others do the same. But I think it's really time to think about this, and why not produce now more value, or thinking about value, because people also don't sell our things, our garments, by low prices because they don't have any idea what the price is really, what the value of a garment is. Because we taught them over the years that I sell it to you in August for 500 euros. But by beginning of October, if the weather has been bad, you can get it for a third of a price. That's why don't you believe that this makes people feel, oh, this is something, this is bullshit what we are doing. Because here, one day it costs 500 and the next day it costs 150 only. So what is the real price? It's all, they are always thinking we do big money with that, and we just do say a price for, but there's no reason. So the people are really, especially in the classic industrialized markets, have no idea what is the value of clothing or what could be the value of clothing. I think this is one of the major problems, to bring value back to garments. And to ensure compliance in a complex structure, that is really hard to achieve. And we can spend a lot of time, a lot of energy, and a lot of money in this. And of course, we should invest it, and we should try. But maybe we can also think of other solutions. Instead of working on compliances in faraway countries where we need to pay inspectors to ensure this, and then you would even need an inspector to inspect the other things, because this is a chain you can really make endless. How to ensure this? And of course, you never can teach another country how they should treat their people. You can make some pressure, of course, but nevertheless, you cannot say we are all the same and we all obey to the same rules and we all have the same feeling for how to treat people and how to build up a factory or something like that. I like very much the French word locavoir, which means people who work in the region, in the local area. And for me, it was very stunning. I've come quite often to Paris within the last years. And for 2 years ago, nobody was talking about doing anything in the region or a local thing. This time, even really older people told me a lot about locavores, and where you can see these people gardening. There's a locavore garden in the Bois de Vincennes, where you can, one of the big parks in Paris, where you can even rent a piece of a park, and they produce all together at the moment, or even a surplus, and can sell their goods. It's a community. And this was really funny for me, but it's just already, it arrived now also in Paris. French people who called Germans 20 years ago or 30 years ago, when we talked about the Waldsterben, dying trees, the French called us completely crazy. That's nonsense. No tree is dying because we are spoiling the air. So now they are talking about producing local, and not only food, but also you see it all over the world. I have some interesting talks here in at Performance Days yesterday and also this morning about small brands who have a feel, younger people who have a feeling we have to change things and we have to start working on the matter. And so a lot of smaller brands come up and really, of course, this is not mass production, and but I think there's even Mr. Dassler a century ago started at a small scale with doing some innovative shoe. So why do we think that it's not possible to bring up new ideas and to develop them further? Also, very well from the starting point, from a small scale, from a local scale. But there is also a growing number of people who is interested to know where the goods come from, they wear on their skin, and what they eat. And these people really are willing also to pay at least a reasonable price. Of course, they don't want to pay too much, but a reasonable price, which you can make them understand why they have to, why the price is here. And not because they have a feeling, okay, this brand just wants to make money with me. And for sure, from these 500 euros which I have paid for the jacket, 400 are in the box of the brand. So, and now to the point of genuine development. Materials, technologies, and also the process of working on developments is changing continuously and ever faster. And we are able to do wonderful things or develop things further, but a lot of us even don't know how to do this. And we and because we have a loss of we have a loss of knowledge, of know-how, because we don't produce anything anymore with your hands. So a lot of also designers, young designers, we always say, oh, we don't know about this, and we don't know about that. Yeah, how to know when they, if we are only obliged to design on a PC or a Mac and just bring sketches around? If you cannot sometimes have contact with what you are using for producing anything, you cannot innovate. You can't really not innovate. Of course, you can imagine a lot of things, but you cannot innovate. Because innovation arises through experiment. Of course, I can say, okay, my supplier in Far East, he is innovative, or I tell him what I need, and then he becomes innovative. But it makes the difference if people who know about your product, who know about the market you are serving, if these people are developing genuine things for your market and for your brand, if there is somebody who is just who is living in another culture, in other circumstances of life, he won't understand your product. I experienced this 2 years ago when I was in Hungary in a production facility for skiing clothing. And the ladies, the pattern-making ladies, they weren't able to make good hoods for the garments. And I was fighting for weeks with them, and they didn't understand for what reason do you need this hood, because they had no idea about skiing. They are not skiing. So what the hell is that? And when a helmet again, and when the glasses, so we didn't understand. I didn't understand the product. And so how can we innovate? In my sense, in the sense of a product. And just another example of my personal experiences, I'm doing a lot of quilting for a small Austrian company. And we do really nice things. And I love to be at the machine and to understand how the machine works. And just a few weeks ago, we had a change in one of our customers who comes to this quilting fab company. And in a change in production management, not product management, but production management. And the new production manager said to us when he got the first meters of the quilted fabric, he said, oh, there are holes in the fabric. I cannot accept this. And we said, of course there are holes in the fabric, because stitching like you need it for quilting or sewing things, makes holes in the fabric. So, but that wasn't clear to him. Yeah? So, I think, and this in Middle Europe, this is really something horrible. You get terrified by such a, it's not clear that stitching was means making holes through the fabrics to connect the two things with a thread. So another thing, just in time. Does anyone really, we ourselves, do we try on a jacket in August? If it's outside warm and sunny, you go, don't want to have this. It's really, I would be, if we would be faster, I would really also appreciate that we get closer to the season and don't fill the shops with stuff people need 3 months later. This is not, you don't have to wonder when people don't buy. I don't want to buy, for example, I think a lot of women feel like myself. I don't want to buy something in August, which I can use in December. If I buy something, I want to wear it now and to show it and to feel it and to present myself. My husband is different. Okay, he buys something and after 6 months he discovers, oh, I have some shirts, I never wore them before. Yeah? Okay, so joy of movement. Let's get back to sports, joy of movement. This is a picture from a Japanese colleague of mine. She borrowed it to me gave it to me because I loved it so much. When we had the trend discussions at Première Vision, this time, of course, Première Vision is more fashion, but the ladies from Italy and also one from Japan, they showed up with sports themes. And so I was accused that I have a bit influence on the people when I bring sport to Premier Vision. That's not something that can work so much. But we all know that the big fashion brands really like our stuff, our fabrics, our accessories, and we create new looks. So I loved this picture because this is exactly what we need. Not the superhero. Of course, we can feed these high-performance people, especially men, with our fabrics and garments. But there are a lot of other people who just enjoy sports as movement, as supporting health tool, and just to feel well outside, move outside in nature and be in fresh air. And they have different figures, or they have different shapes. They have other needs than the high performer. But why not? So we should think about appropriate products for different markets and target groups, which is also something I'm always, makes me feel astonished that it works. You cannot bring the same product to all the markets over the world. You really have to observe people. You have to take a close look to the market you want to enter, and then alter your product and say, okay, the people there, we all know that colors, for example, are not the same all over. All over the world. People have different preferences. And this is an interesting thing because this can also support the uniqueness of a brand if you develop really for the people you wanna reach with your product. And look at the market, look at the people and the target groups. Are we really the high performer people, or are we the ladies with some not so perfect bodies, and maybe we can adjust our products more for this group? Of course, this is not easy, and this is not something which might bring masses in. But who says that mass production will be the future? I think it's something from yesterday. You will hear today also about 3D printing and things like this. So this will really change our way of acting. And here also a sentence I like very much. As I mentioned before, the hoods, really. A lot of times, a product we take for granted may be wholly unknown to consumers in other markets. Yeah? They don't understand it, they don't buy it. And if they don't have the money, we all know that Nokia was the best sold mobile, but they couldn't survive with this because the value, the money they got back from selling was not worth much like Apple, Apple is now, but now Apple has understood the message and they develop cheaper iPhones for the Asian market. We all know that this was discussed a lot. But they did it because they don't want to, they want to enter this market and they want to conquer the market. And the same with BMW. They tried for a long time to establish these big cars in China and other countries. Now they finally start thinking about cheaper versions or more downsized versions who fit with the portfolio or the money portfolio of the people in the countries they want to go to. So really look at the people and take a closer look and don't think we are all the same. We are getting closer, but we are not the same. Changing lifestyles, changing needs and preferences. I never would have thought that I would see in the middle of Paris, 10 years ago, if you would have said somebody will go with a bicycle like this in the city, in a city like Paris, go for having some breakfast in the park, crazy. Nobody would have believed that. They would have said, yes, the Dutch will do this, because in the Netherlands it was always like this. But not in other cities. Also here in Munich, we see a lot of women especially, but also men, but really ladies with children and with their goods which they shop and things like this with such bicycles. So really things are changing and faster than we sometimes might believe. And we cannot predict this because people develop, their developments are not always that predictable, and so we should stay closer to them and closer in tune with their needs. And also individualization. We all know we are living in an era of individualization. Whoa, there are communities there, but it's always about the individual who wants to express himself or herself and wants to show on the stage of life. And so it's individualization. But what about the individualization of the brands? How individual are we with the brands? I think some of you know very well or remember very well my sheets with the jackets. If you cover the logo, you cannot say which brand has done this and which season. So also here, individualization. Think about your own handwriting and really endeavor to develop also your development department to make something which is remarkable for your brand. And not only the marketing people to do a crazy photo shooting or a crazy video or something like this. It's really also about the product. You see here, these people are all doing sport. And of course, like somebody at Outdoor said to me, yeah, but they are only wearing t-shirt, there's nothing special. And I said, no, but the scenario, how they do it and how they combine it, this is different. And so it's very well a question of doing the right t-shirt for the right people because they don't wear everything. And also here, I was very fascinated when some weeks ago I was in Poland and my husband is thinking that the Polish people must be the most healthy people in Europe because he has never seen so many people doing sports. And really, it was really funny. Even the elder people with their poles and the sneakers, and then walking straight along the border of the sea, or here, all these parks, and not only elder people, also younger. And they were always, at any time of the day when I crossed there, I have a lot of pictures taken there, this was full. People were doing it. And even in the evening, and also displaying. So people like to be outdoors. They like to enjoy movement. And they decide what they are doing and how they do it. So think about that. And just why not doing something for this lady here up above? She has nice poles. And maybe you can offer her another, might be a more fashionable skirt or something like this. And we know this is really a trend. This will be sports, I think, I would say, this is the most important trend in sports. But people, because we all get older, the state has less money, so we have to ensure health. And so already in a lot of other countries, like in England, such so-called health programs start, where people are for, you tell them they have to move more, and just even do only walking will ensure your health or support your health. And so this will be for sure a trend we, or not a trend, it will be a way of life and a way we have to live to be in a way where it's possible to face with elder getting generations, with elder getting planet also. So, and one thing which you all know, this I would call the peer group of and the high performers of the health thing, health story in sports. Of course, these people can be reached by smart gadgets, by interactive surfaces and so on. This is something for the high performance people in health. Okay, so back to the question, do we need more products in shorter terms available for the shop? I don't think so, because the more interesting thing and the more promising for the future is to get closer to the customer, so really maybe also return to a more local production in some special products, and to keep and to get back some knowledge and understanding of the product we are doing, not buying it from somebody who offers us a product which is also bought from other brands. Just the tech and the color might be different. And flexibility, know how sports gives you flexibility, but we are, due to our maze of supply chain, we are not very flexible. We cannot react to fast changing needs and preferences. And then you can work on the augmented uniqueness of your brand, I think. I call it, it's really augmented. Think about, develop your own individuality for your brand and the uniqueness. And in this way, it's also, it should be possible also to create more value for garments. Thanks for your attention.
Thank you for listening to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. For your free entrance badge and other presentations, go to www.performancedays.eu. Copyright November 2014 by Design and Development GmbH Textile Consult. All rights are reserved.